Thank you, Dr. Moeller. I'm going to take you around more often. I like your introduction. One time, English is not my mother tongue, so one time I was introduced in one of the southern churches in the United States. He said, Billy Kim is a model preacher. I didn't know what model meant, so I looked it up in a Korean dictionary. It says a small imitation of a real thing. He went on to say he's not only a model preacher, but he's a warm preacher. And I didn't know what warm meant, so I looked it up in a Korean dictionary. It says not so hot. You're wide awake this morning. Wonderful chapel, great music. Let me read you a little clipping that I got from one of the little daily reading devotional. There's a lot of shooting going on in American high schools and junior high schools. This item appeared in a newspaper after 1999 fatal shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. Dear God, why didn't you save the children of Littleton High School? Sincerely, student. Dear student, I am not loud in schools. Sincerely, God. America needs revival. American churches need revival. American Baptist Church needs revival. In the book of Habakkuk chapter 3, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet upon Signat, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was as light. He had horn coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. J. Edwin Orr said, in the unrevived church, saints go racing to find sinners. But in the revived state of the church, sinners will come racing to find Savior. Many people ask me in my travel, why is that Korean churches experience a revival? Korean church right now, with the help of God, have seen tremendous working of the Spirit of God. Korean population is a 42 million people in South Korea. But the Christian population grows four times faster than that of regular population. At one time, we were building 15 new churches every day in South Korea. 1955, there were only 4,000 churches in all of Korea, less than 1 million Christians. 10 years later, in 1965, our church doubled to 8,000, more than 2 million Christians. Again, in 10 years later, in 1975, there were more than 16,000 churches with 4.3 million Christians. In 1985, another 10 years later, there were more than 32,000 churches with at least 10 million Christians. Scotland is the birthplace of Presbyterian denomination, but the world's largest Presbyterian church is not in Scotland, but it's in Seoul, Korea. Methodist began in England, but the largest world's Methodist church is not in England, but it's in Seoul, Korea. Assemblies of God denomination started in this country, but the largest Assemblies of God church is not in the United States, but in Seoul, Korea, with 700,000 members. Somebody asked me, what about Baptists? Well, you give us time, we're going to get there. Why is that Korean churches experience a revival? Aside from the working of the Holy Spirit, we understand that. I believe there's a five criteria that Korean church has been marked as praying church. Korean church has been marked as preaching church. Korean church has been marked as a praising church. Korean church has been marked as a purified church. I'm not saying we don't have any problems in our churches over there. Long as you have deacons in your churches, you do have a problem. I have 2,500 deacons in my church, so I have 2,500 problems. Then finally, the Korean church has been marked as a persecuted church. The prayer is the premise to revival. God's promise always precedes the conditions. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, that's the condition, he will forgive us. Jeremiah 29, 13. If we search him, we will find him. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. If we hearken unto his word, God will set you above all nations. Always the prayer, we have to have a condition before God would answer our prayers. And I believe prayer is the premise to revival. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. There never been in American history or American church. If you need a healing, I believe it's now. And the only way that God will send revival across the United States, I believe, when Christian people began to take seriously about prayer. John 16, 24, hither to have ye ask nothing in my name, ask and ye shall receive that your joy may be full. In Matthew chapter 7, we find these words. Oh, what man is there of you? Whom, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent? If he then, being evil, know how to give a good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give a good things to them that ask him? Martin Luther was not satisfied with the religious condition in which he was born. His deep need for personal piety caused him to spend much time in prayer. The result of that agonizing prayer brought great reformation. John Wesley prayed, and the worldwide Methodist revival was born. The prevailing prayer brings a perpetual power. James 5:16 said, effectual fervent prayer of righteous men availeth much. Korean church has been marked as a praying church. Every morning, 4:30 or 5 o'clock, you see most of the Korean churches praying. I don't know who started that early morning prayer meeting. When I get to heaven, I want to look him up. If you don't believe that's an unholy hour to pray, get up 4 o'clock and be church at 4:30 every morning, 365 days a year. And furthermore, senior pastors asked to preach every morning. And if you don't think that's a chore, you try sometime. So when I get to heaven, I want to look him up. Why did he start that early morning prayer meeting? I have a good friend, Pastor Cho Young-gi, has 700,000 members. One day I asked him in question. We were in Okinawa, Japan, together at the Church Grow seminar. He said, why is that on Sunday morning, your church, you have 500,000 people rushing to hear you preach? But my church only have about 10,000 people. He said, how long you prayed every day? I told him about 30 to 40 minutes now. I'm stretching for Baptist preacher. He said, I pray 5 hours a day. I had no question. When man prays 5 hours a day, God will begin to use that man. Moses prayed, and the sea opened up and became superhighway. When Abraham prayed, God gave him a son. When humanly speaking, it was an impossibility. When Joshua prayed, the mighty cities fell under his leadership. When David prayed, God helped him to slay giant Goliath. When Elijah prayed and called down fire from heaven. When Daniel prayed, he was saved from the lions. When Paul prayed, prison doors were shaking right off their hinges. When John Knox prayed, Queen Mary trembled. When Georgia Mueller prayed, great orphanages were built and maintained. When Hannah prayed, God gave her son Samuel. When Hezekiah prayed, God spared his life 15 more years. if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. If American Baptist Church want to see revival, there must be part of Christians must pray. Roberts prayed, and Pentecost swept country of Wales. Prayer does not need proof, it needs practice. Today we organize instead of agonizing on our knees before God. The purpose of our prayer should not be to try change God, but to change me. Jesus spent much time in prayer before he entered his public ministry. Frequently he went off to pray long hours. Sometime he prayed all night. Korean church has been marked as praying church, and I believe that's why God has sent revival to our churches. During the Korean War, back in 1950, near the 38th parallel, there's a place called Heartbreak Ridge. We didn't name that ridge Heartbreak Ridge. It was an American war correspondent who was covering that war. He saw literally hundreds of American soldiers killed on that particular ridge, so he named that ridge a Heartbreak Ridge because so many of the soldiers never returned home, broken their mother's and father's heart. 50 yards from the American foxhole into the enemy's territory, there's a one young American soldier was hit by the enemy bullet, his left shoulder. He lost too much blood. In their desperation, he was crying for help. They could hear from the American foxhole, but nobody there to face the enemy bullet, rescue that dying soldier safely back to the foxhole. One young man looking at his watch. When the 9 o'clock struck, without saying a word, he crawled 50 yards into his stomach to the enemy's territory, rescued that dying soldier safely back to the foxhole. They gave him a first aid. Sergeant asked him, "Why did you wait until 9 o'clock? Young man replied, "Sarge, when I left home, my mother promised me she will pray for me every morning at 9 o'clock. I know I'd be safe from the enemy bullet if I went at 9 o'clock. What America needs today is a generation of God-fearing mothers and fathers willing to kneel by the bedside, prayed all night there, wandering sons and daughters back to the fold of God. This nation needs a revival. Every 22 seconds, one major crime is committed in this country. Every 34 minutes, one murder is committed. A quarter of a million high school girls leave a high school desk each year to the maternity ward. One out of every baby born in this country is an illegitimate child. In the state of California, they spend $200 million every week on cocaine consumption. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. The reason that Korean churches spend experience of revival, I believe, Korean church, by largely, they are very conservative. They're preaching the word. On November 22nd, 1963, man was shot to death in the streets of Dallas, Texas. News of that man heard around the world. It only took 2 hours for the entire world to find out how he was killed and who killed him. President John F. Kennedy. His assassination's been gone round the world within 2 hours after the incident. Yet some 2,000 years ago, a man by the name of Jesus Christ was killed in the outside wall of Jerusalem. After 2,000 years have gone by, half of the world have yet to hear the news of Savior's death on the cross of Calvary. What a paradox. When Jesus said, "You go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," he has given that mandate 2,000 years ago, yet half of the world have yet to hear the news of Savior's death on the cross of Calvary. You sent your first man to the moon several years ago. The whole world stopped what they were doing in order that they could see that historic moment when first America will land on the moon. Korean government was gracious enough to prepare a 40-foot screen downtown Seoul. They declared the semi-national holiday in order that the children could go watch the historic moment when first America would land on the moon. You ask anybody in Korea, who was that man? They tell you it's Neil Armstrong. But you ask same crowd, who was the man when God sent chariot? He went into that chariot, went to heaven. They cannot tell you it was a prophet Elijah because they have never heard that story. What a paradox. We need revival. Whether it's a small church, big church, whether it's the first world or the third world, we need a revival. Unless we plead for revival and pray for revival, seek genuine revival, this old world will soon face total chaos. Scripture tells us, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And if we are to see revival, we must preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. God never blessed preaching philosophy or the sociologies. But God said, I will bless as my word go forth. And Korean church has learned to preach the word of God. Psalmist tell us, how sweet are thy word unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. We must preach the word. If we are to see revival sweep across this nation. Paul said, we preach Christ and crucify. To the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greek foolishness, but to those who are called, both the Jews and Greek, it is Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe, practice to be holy. Only the preaching of the word shall quicken the soul that are sleeping. May God grant each of us challenge to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Dr. Dennis Williams made arrangement for me to meet with the Korean students for breakfast. One of the students asked me a question. What's going to happen to Korean church in the next generation? Are they going to continue to grow? I told the students, if you preach the word, the Korean church will survive. But if you don't preach the word, Korean church will be like a European church with a great big church building with 50, 60 people on Sunday morning. May God help us to preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. And the third criteria, I believe the purity is the path to revival. Chuck Swindoll said, Christianity is supremely the champion of purity. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holiness is often eclipsed by Christian activity. Business for God and activity for God is a good thing, but never brought revival. The holiness, the pure living, brought great awakening down through the ages. Deacon had a parrot. You may have heard this story. The only thing the deacon's parrot could say, let's kiss. Every time children come back from school, the little parrot said, let's kiss, let's kiss. One day, pastor was visiting. Soon as pastor walked in the front door, that parrot said, let's kiss, let's kiss. So embarrassed, the deacons got embarrassed. So he wanted to teach another word, but he refused to learn another word. But he found out pastor had a parrot. Only thing that pastor's parrot could say, let's pray. What else do you expect pastor's parrot to say? So he said, let's pray, let's pray. Pastor walks in, he said, let's pray. Wife walks in, he said, let's pray. So this deacon thought if he could put his parrot with the pastor's parrot, let's kiss will become let's pray. So he got permission, put it in his bird into the pastor's bird cage. They looked at each other. They picked each other. They fluttered feather each other. All of a sudden, deacon's parrot said, let's kiss. Pastor's parrot said, thank God my prayer's been answered. Good and evil you put together never come out good. And Jesus said, be holy for I am holy. Our church must have a high standard. And many of the American churches have lowered their standard so much so. I doubted if Jesus Christ came to some of our churches, whether that be just a social club, whether it's really a church. We must be pure from idolatry. You see, in the days of Habakkuk, all they had was saturated with idolatry and pantheism. And God told Habakkuk. He said, "Oh Lord, I heard thy speech." He heard the word of God. "And was afraid. Oh Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember thy mercy." God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. Unless our churches will have a sanctified life and purified life and a holy life, God will not send the revival to our churches. The body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. 100,000 students, high school students, carry gun to school every day. Every 17 minutes, 1 8 patients died in this country. 96% of all Americans say they believe in God. 80% profess to be Christians. Yet families are splitting apart in record numbers. Countless unborn babies have been killed. And there are 100 times more burglaries in so-called Christian America than in so-called pagan Japan. Know ye not that your bodies are a member of Christ? We must be pure from worldliness. Scripture tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of Father is not in him. Dr. DeHaan, in one of his excellent daily reading, gives some impressive figures demonstrating truth of Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever the man soweth, there shall he also reap. He says, sowing and a reaping in the family of two men, Jonathan Edwards and Max Jukes, have come to his attention. Jonathan Edwards was a man of high culture, refinement, and Christian character. Out of his descendant, 1,394, 13 were college presidents, 65 were professors, 60 were prominent lawyers, 32 were noted authors, 90 were physicians, 200 were ministers of the gospel, and 300 were good farmers. On the other hand, Max Jukes was a notorious man. The life and history of 903 of his descendants have been recorded. Of these, 300 were delinquents, 145 were confirmed drunkards, 90 were prostitutes, 285 had an evil disease, and over 100 spent an average of 13 years in prison. It pays to be pure and live a holy and sanctified life if our ministry to be blessed, if we are to see revival. I believe a fourth reason is a praise is a prior to the revival. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 3 said, "His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of praise." Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. The word praise and hallelujah appears over 600 times in the Bible. "And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise all the day long. O Lord, open thy my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." I have a friend. We nicknamed him Hallelujah. His last name is Choi, so we call him Hallelujah Choi. One day, he formed a professional soccer team. He didn't call Bulls, Chicago Bulls, you know, all your professional team, or Redskins, or Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, or Texas Cowboys, or whatever. Or you got a basketball team here everybody's crazy about. He didn't name all those names, but he named his professional soccer team Hallelujah. I have never seen any professional soccer team Hallelujah in this country. You, Dr. Moeller? No, I don't think so. So his team was playing Chinese team in Hong Kong, and that come live via satellite to Seoul, and I was watching. The commentator was covering that ball game. He said the Hallelujah team was driving down on the left field, Hallelujah team ball center, Hallelujah team shot a goal, Hallelujah team. Before that broadcast was over, he must say Hallelujah about 20,000 times. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. He don't know what he was saying, but you know, I know what that means. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the Korean church have learned to praise God with all the difficult circumstances. 1983, Korean jumbo jet was flying from New York to Seoul. It veered off Russian territory. They shot down. 269 people went down. It was a tragedy. 30 days later, after that incident, our president was visiting southeastern country, he stopped Burma, and he laid the wreath to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. All of our top cabinet members and his top aide was lined up for the president to arrive. Minutes before he got there, North Korean sabotage planned a bomb, time bomb, and it went off. 17 of our top cabinet members been killed. When their bodies came back to Korea, draped over national flag, they had the funeral ceremony at Yeouido Plaza, where Billy Graham had his crusade. The whole nation mourned. They cried. Yet that year, 1983, Korean churches sold more hymn book than any other nation put together. Even though all the sad circumstances that we face, Korean Christians have learned to praise God in all the difficult circumstances. How many times we face a lot of tragedies in our life. Yet God expects us to praise Him for all the circumstances that come to our way. And unless we realize that we praise God for all the blessings, God will not send the great revival. There's no other nation on the face of the earth been blessed by God as the people of the United States of America. And believe me, you've been blessed. And don't you ever take it for granted. 78% of all the world's insurance is purchased by America. More than 60% of the world's automobiles are driven by American people. I came to Chicago day for yesterday, and I changed my mind. I think it's 99% of all the world's automobiles are driven by American people. No other nation on the face of the earth been blessed by God like the people of the United States of America. You drink 800 million cups of Coke every day. Annually, you spend $300 million worth of laxatives. $730 million worth deodorant. That's why you smell so good. No other nation on the face of the earth been blessed by God. Wherever the American flag, the stars and stripes, symbol of freedom, has flown around the world, it's there to give a freedom and peace to those people who've been oppressed by foreign power. I find in American money, in God we trust. Because of that and high and holy motive, God bless this nation more than any other nation on the face of the earth. And believe me, you've been blessed. Yet in spite of all those blessings of God in America today, there's a sin on every hand. You know, 92% of New York's young people never darken any church. Oh, God, send revival to this great nation. Because whether you like it or not, you're a world leader in the militarily, politically, even religiously. Whatever you teach here, sooner or later, it influences our part of the world. And let me conclude the final. Verse 5 said, before him went the pestilence and burning coals went forth at his feet. I believe the Korean church has been marked as a persecuted church. Probably no other modern-day church has experienced more persecution than Korean church. Under Japanese occupation, under communist regime, we have paid our price to become a Christian. During the Japanese occupation, all the missionaries been driven out of Korea. Most of the churches been closed down for their worship service. This little country church, 13 miles or 13 kilometers from where I live, little church tucked away by the rice paddy. That church has been closed for a number of months. One day, Japanese chief police told Pastor he called the service coming Sunday morning. He didn't ask why or how come. He was overjoyed. He invited people. Some walked 5 kilometers, some walked 7, some walked 10 kilometers. Korean people love to sing. I said, two of my choir members, they're here. They're just average in my congregation. One of their favorite songs is, nail my God to thee, nail it to thee, even though it be a cross, nail my God to thee. While they were singing, Japanese police locked the door from outside, threw the gallons of kerosene, and set the church on fire. Naturally, men would break the window, try to escape. Squad of Japanese police standing all around the church and ready to shoot if anyone would jump out. They stayed inside. Just before roof fell, they could feel the intensity of the heat. Smoke filled their eyes. They were singing one of the final hymns of that congregational meeting. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and that my sovereign died, would he devote their sacred head for such a woman's eye? Just before roof collapsed, they were singing the final stanza, but drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, this all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, they all die. Story doesn't end there. 1945, when the end of the Second World War, we ask all the Japanese to go back to their country, and the Christians from the nearby village came back, and they erect a monument, engrave all the names of those people who died on that Sunday morning, church fire. A few years ago, a group of Japanese pastors visiting Korea, somebody took them, showed them what had happened, and told them their forefathers burned the church down to the ground. And this is the names of those who died. They were brokenhearted. They went back to Japan. They raised 10 million yen, brought it, they built a beautiful white church. 1971, fourth Sunday, September. In the afternoon, they dedicated that church. I was invited. Sermon was given. Dedicatory prayer was offered. Citation passed out just before the benediction. Alas, and then my Savior bleed, and then my sovereign die, we were singing. Japanese delegation stood up. They walk over here where Korean delegation was sitting. They stood up. They embrace one another. They hug one another. And they forgive, they forgot, because that's the power of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, you go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. May God add a special blessing to this great institution. As you go out from the halls of this institution, I want you to make difference in our world because you have the gospel, because you have the love of Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father, bless this great institution, president and all the faculty members and staff and students. May this institution make an impact upon the world because we have the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name I pray. Amen.